Happy Wednesday. Fuck those pretty antisocial bitches. You need to get over here. This is what's up. Sick and tired of them commandeering my program. JKJK, I messaged Haley this morning. I was like, I'm sorry, I'll probably be cutting into the gist of your jib. I'll probably be cutting into the gist of your jib later today. But I got a tight schedule. This is going to be a two and a half hour show. And then I got a meeting. And then I got to go run my dog to an undisclosed location. And then I got a few hours to kill. Who knows? I might pop on and do a members only for another hour or two. And then I'm flying out tonight to the Big Apple. And we're going to meet up. We're all going to meet up. I picked a bar. None of the bars I used to go to are there anymore. New York, she is a changin'. Anyway, so I think we're going to meet up at 9 p.m. This is what I'm putting out there. 9 p.m. for anybody who wants to come, and this includes Riles or Baumer or any of the nerds who want to come. Rub the hunch for luck. There's a dive bar called The Library on the Lower East Side. I think it's on Avenue A. Let me check. The Library, NYC. The Library. Meet us at The Library. Yeah. Avenue A, New York, Alphabet City. And that's where we'll be. We're saying 9 p.m. Baumer says that's a gay bar. Any bar you walk into, I imagine, is a gay bar. I'm going to just go ahead and guess any bar you're in currently is a gay bar. Just like any bus I'm on is a slow bus. Okay? So that's what's up. People are saying good bar. I work near Wall Street. That's close enough. Yeah, I figure some people are coming from Jersey. Some people are coming in from Brooklyn or Queens. You can't make everything accessible to everyone. I think there's an F train nearby, as if anybody's off the F train. As if anyone's ever off the F train. And if you are, you live in a shithole. You live in a shit. What do you live in? Dumbo? Anyway, look, that's where we're going to do it. And there's plenty of other bars around there. If it's bad, we can always walk somewhere else and such. But let's get shite-faced. I'm having a nice dinner at a nice location uptown. I will not disclose that. I don't want any paparazzis. But I will swing by and have some beers. I wanted to go to Gephardt's, but Gephardt's like up on 72nd Street. Like my old stomping grounds. That's no good. Anyway, so that's the plan. The Library. Avenue A. Avenue A. 100-09. We'll see you there at 9 p.m. It's a late one. I don't know if people are allowed out that late. I don't know if you're allowed. I don't know if you're supposed to be out that late, but you are. Today's executive producer, it's a short one. Just Jewel, is it? Oh, no, and I totally forgot. I got to go grab. Hold on. I forgot we were doing P.O. Box today. Yeah, let's just play this again. It's a short show. Let's play it again. I had to go grab the P.O. Box stuff because we're doing P.O. Box today. We got two items. It's not going to be a big one. Everything's mini today. Everything's small. P.O. Box. P.O. Box. P.U. Box. Am I right? That's April's nickname. That's April's nickname. Anyway, we'll play the Just Jewel thing again. She's not getting ripped off on a short show. Maybe this is the way she wants to do it. Right when I add Moody to the Superstar Cool Club, you know, for his contribution yesterday and for putting up with me during the whole orange-brown incident. That sounds way worse than it is. First of all, he made me put up with the brown incident, if you remember his last visit here. The least he could do is put up with the orange incident. Anyway, yeah, let's give Just Jewel's... what is it? Let's give Just Jewel her just dues. Been a supporter of the show for a while now. We love Jewel. It's just Jewel. And yeah, Moody's such a great contributor to the program. That In Focus stuff yesterday was great. So give it up for Moody. We love you, Moody, and we don't show it enough. You're in the cool club. You're in the cool club. This popped up today. The Brandon Network is back. We did a snipe of Steel Toe this morning. Of course, we murdered his numbers without trying. I was asleep for most of that. I'm not going to lie. I just went to bed after sniping him. So that's what's up with that. That's what's up with that. So it's good to see the Brandon Network back. Stalking the ladies. Stalking the ladies. Krautcat says, how do I get my lips cherry red like Jonathan's? I think he's talking about Johnny Crutches. And unfortunately, we had the sound off. So people couldn't be doing super tips during the... during the snipe, but we got all these.
Rung. A little rung dung dung. A little bink bong bing.
A little rung dung.
Color temperature. Blue is cold. Red is hot, you morons.
Yes. Yes. And then these came in yesterday, I think. Joseph Hamas right at the buzzer. Can't wait till he can't play golf because his back is messed up from sitting like a corkscrew 8 hours a day. Well, I think Aaron's fixed that. I think Aaron's fixed that, and we will be getting to that, of course today. But first, we got to talk about the Cleveland Steamer, the Lawson's chip dip theft guy, our buddy Chad Zumach. Do us a favor, hit the like button. Chad Zumach spent the past week running around Denver, gargling Nick Swartzen's cum and making friends with KB and Rocco. So he's puffed up again. He had his quarterly comedy program. He's feeling good about himself. He loves it. He loves it. And, of course, he comes back yesterday and tries to jump into the swing of things. Doing, what does he call it? Podcasting. Chad Zumach comes back to do podcasting. It's an interesting thing that Chad Zumach's doing now. He thinks he's smart. It's very, very funny. Chad Zumach thinks he's a smart man. And so as soon as I posted the show today that we were going to be covering Chad Zumach podcasting, Chad Zumach went and deleted or hid yesterday's show. I can't believe he did this. I can't believe he did this. Everyone knows he did a show yesterday. Everyone knows it was up. And as soon as I shit you not, before the show it was up, and now he's taking it down. He's already taken the show down so that Melton can't cover it. I don't know. It didn't work. It didn't work. We have it. We're watching it. This is Chad Zumach's show. Again, Chad, you're never, ever, ever going to be smarter than me. You're never, ever, ever going to be smarter than me. You can go. You're the only comic I know who hides his content. We're not Chad. How much of a bitch are you? Literally, what this proves is how little people watch his show. That he can just hide it. You know? It really is. I'm not kidding you. He has sub 500 numbers on his shows. This is why he makes them members only, so he can hide the content. Chad, we have your shows. We have your shows. No one cares. You fucking loser. You fucking loser. Anyway, this is Chad's show from yesterday. He's missed a lot. When he's in stand-up comedy world, he ignores podcasting world. We all remember before he left. He's like, I can't wait to get away from you guys. Get your shots in now. We all remember him saying this before he left. Yeah, I can't wait to like not worry about this stuff anymore. He's like Greg Opie Hughes. He longs for sickness so he can take a break. Chad wants to get these gigs on his calendar so he can go pretend to be a stand-up for a week and forget about this podcasting stuff, you know? So that's what's up. That's what's up. Anyway, we got Chad's show from yesterday. We're going to be watching that. I have not seen any of this. I did see Chad Buzmak had a clip of him yesterday making fun of Aaron's sign. So, again, he loves to come back and he's late on everything, but he tries to jump in and get into it. But let's see. Let's see how it went.
Fixed it. Sorry. I've been off for a week.
That delay is on his end. This is not on my end.
I've been off for a week. Sorry.
Did you guys know he's been off for a week? Did you guys know he's been off for a week?
I'm a little rusty, dog. Fix it on the fly, motherfucker.
Wow. So his audio is ahead of his video by about half a second. It's really, really noticeable here.
How are you guys?
His video is ahead of his audio by about half a second.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me. I've been off a little rusty, a little out of it, but we're here now and we're here together.
Now, Chad's been off for a week, so I'm really expecting some content. I'm expecting some stories. I'm expecting there to be some new shit. He can't just be talking to the free chat and putting up the same old stale images and clips that he puts up every show. Old show and tell Chad, right? He's going to have some hot new shit to talk about, I imagine, right?
Friendship, everybody. Thanks so much to everyone that I met.
What is this slow measured talking? I want to thank everyone that I met in Denver. He's going to play a sound effect.
In Denver, Colorado. I just want to go over a few names.
Wrong sound effect, but
I wrote down names of people I met.
I have not seen this, by the way. I really have not.
That have subscribed to my YouTube channel. And again, if you're over
Chad's on... Chad's one of those guys, we don't need to plan it. We can play any Chad show, and it's drop-the-needle comedy. Wherever you find Chad, he shall be lost.
X, please come on over to YouTube.
If you're watching on X, come over to YouTube. Again, like, if only there was a way to make people watch on YouTube. Oh, don't stream on X. Why stream to a place you don't want people to watch on? Guys, if you're watching on X, come on over to YouTube. If you're watching on X, stop doing that. It's like, if only there were a way to control where people watch your shit. Huh. You'll figure it out.
And be a part of it. Get yourself a membership. Open up your tabs. Accept gifted memberships. Because I have a feeling it's going to be a good day today. I have a feeling it's going to be a good day today. I want to thank Lily. I want to thank Nick. Not Swartzen. I do want to thank Nick Swartzen. Harry. Vincent. Palmer. Chase. Justin. Jonathan. Kyle. And Victoria. For becoming YouTube.
Uh-oh, get a sound effect.
Members. I appreciate that. I met a lot of great people out in Denver. It was a great week of shows. Comedy.
Who does this? Who does this? Stuttering John shows his shirts like that. Aaron M. Holt shows his shirts like that. And here's Chad Zumok. Hey, I got a shirt at the comedy club I worked at. I got a free shirt at the comedy club I worked at. Pretty fucking cool, Chad. Hold it up again. Show us one more time, buddy.
That I met a lot of great people out in Denver. It was a great week of shows.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's how you know you've made it. You're getting shirts. This guy has a shirt. Hey, this guy has a shirt.
Comedy Works.
Show and tell Chad. Once you see it, you'll never unsee it. Chad thinks comedy is showing and telling and remembering. Remember when the Dukes of Hazzard did that thing? Shirt.
Denver, one of the best clubs in the country. Shout out to Wendy.
Again, always name dropping. Whether you know the names or not, it's important for you to know that Chad knows the names. Chad knows the manager. Chad knows the chef. Chad knows Godfrey. It's all very important.
Yeah, we got in on Tuesday.
You know, shout out to Wendy. I know she loves the show. If I leave it up, I told her, like, sometimes my shows will be down. That's usually, like, if Melton's, like, trying to watch it and make fun of it. But I tell her, like, keep refreshing. It'll come back. Like, that's how I roll, dog. That's how I roll. Like, if Melton's making fun of me, I will fucking pull it down and hide it like a giant sack of trash. I will, like, pull a show down if I'm getting made fun of. I do not enjoy that. That's not fun for me. I don't mind it. He's a loser. It doesn't affect me at all, but I will pull it down and hide like a complete bitch. Just so you know, Wendy. Wendy, is it?
Hey, last week, a week from today, myself, Mr. Vinny Cash, and holy shit, what a week of fun. It was just a fun week.
Every week, every time he goes and does comedy, he comes back and talks like he's never done it before. Holy shit, dude. We were eating food. I told jokes. The crowd was there. Dude, like really, really fun trip. Like I got on a plane. I stayed in a hotel. I slept at night. I drank like a fucking fish. I emailed Melton all day long Friday because I was super in my fucking feels. Really, really fun, dude. Really, really fun. It was a good week, dude. I told Joe, God, I got to figure out how to fucking like do comedy more. I got to find out how I could like do more of this. Like I wish Swartzen like actually liked me so that he would bring me. Cause like this is crazy. Swartzen's doing comedy again this week at another club. But I told him I got to go take a nap. I got to go rest. You know, Chad, I only do a show every 3 months. So I said, like, I'll see you in September, dog. I'll see you in September. I can't. Swartzen's doing comedy again this week at another club, guys. This fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy, dude. That's fucking nuts. man, I had fun though. Like it was a fun, it was a really fun week for me, Chad.
I don't even know where to begin. We just had a good time. I haven't been to Colorado since, I looked at my recording since 2018.
No, you seem like a working comic.
So it was just good to catch up with a lot of my friend Brant Tobler, comedian. He's been on Kevin's podcast before. He's been on my podcast. I've been on his podcast. He came out to the show very.
Dude, Brant Tobler is one of my best friends. He's been on Kevin's podcast, and I've been on Kevin's podcast, and Brant was on my podcast, and then I was on Brant's podcast, and we were both on MLC. One of my great friends, super great guy. He was on MLC with me one time. We were on MLC, and then he did my show, and I've done his show. This should give you some sort of, this triangle I'm outlining should give you some kind of indication of how good of friends we are. Like, he's been on the show that I've been on, and then he has a show that I was on, and he was on my show. I don't even know where to start. It was just a really fun podcast.
Very funny comic out of Denver. Go look up his stuff on YouTube, Brant Tobler. Who else was out there? I mean,
Who else? God, there's too much to even. I don't even know. KB, Lady, fuck, who? Who was?
It was just so much going on. I got a lot of new fans, and the shows were great.
I got a lot of new fans. They're going to be pissed that you took this podcast down so Melton can make fun of it. They're going to be pissed that you took this podcast down so Melton couldn't make fun of it. I want to be very... Everyone go check later. This will be up later. That this under live, this podcast is called The Sign. The thumbnail for it says The Sign, and it has Aaron M. Holt's sign. It's not here. It's not here at all. So everyone go refresh this later and watch it reappear. He's live now. He's live now. So maybe we'll check in with him. After today's show, it will be up. 100%. 100%. So make sure you go check for it when he puts it back up to see if I'm lying.
Sets were fantastic.
Do the sets.
I can't complain. It was a great trip.
Nobody asked you to complain.
But I am glad to be home. I'm not going to lie. I'm not cut out for that. I don't know how Ray does it. I really don't.
I'm glad to be home. I'm not going to lie. He has not had a gig since last month when he was with Nick Swartzen. And the gig before that was the canceled gig in Atlantic City. He's on track for one gig a month. And this is greater than his normal pace. And he's like, I don't know how these comics do it. It's like, I thought you were a comic. You brag all the time that you're the only one still doing it. I don't know how these guys do it. Dude, I worked for 4 days. I'm glad to be home where I can just show pictures of the Dukes of Hazzard and collect the checks. You know what I mean?
I'm not cut out for it. I'm not cut out for the travel anymore.
He's going to do a special, though. Don't forget. He's doing a new special this year. You're going to get the money for it.
Flying back from Denver was a nightmare. My flight.
Guys, you ever been on planes? You ever flown? Oh, it was a nightmare. I'm going to go through security. Check my bag. Crammed into the seat. They give you almost no peanuts. You ever been on one of these planes?
It was delayed. And I always have a connection in Atlanta. I'm going to say this.
I'm a Delta snob. That's their hub. I always have a connection in Atlanta.
Right now. I don't care what aisle, side of the aisle you are in the political. If you're a presidential
candidate. Me, I have a middle seat. I'm never on the aisle.
Candidate running in 2028. And you run on getting rid of the Atlanta airport. You got my vote. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Whig, Independent.
This is good.
The Atlanta airport is garbage. Everyone that works there is garbage. There's no use for it. It shouldn't be there. I hate the Atlanta airport.
Are you trying to say that the Atlanta airport is not
good?
Both times on my way there, I had a connection. Almost missed the connection. I literally made it to the tunnel with a minute left. The
lady, you guys writing this down?
It was like, you have 1 minute left. You just made it. All the connections are on the opposite side of the airport. So you're running through the airport like O.J. Simpson in the Hertz commercials.
Remember? Remember?
You're jumping on the dumb train. And I almost missed it on the way home. Literally another, like a just split second, I got on.
You know those people who are always like, they get to the gate, and there's always a big sign at the gate that tells you where the flight is going, what the flight number is, what time it boards, what time it departs. Every gate at every airport ever. But there's always like some idiot that walks up and like, is this the flight to Tacoma? Is this the, and they're like, yeah, it says it right there in the biggest font ever, like a steel toe sign sized font. And they're like, okay, just checking. Do I need to do anything here? And you know that happens at every gate, every flight. And the people who miss their flight, like Chad's, we've seen Chad miss a bus almost. We've seen Chad miss flights before. And here he is telling you he almost missed a flight both directions. It's like, yeah, you're a sack of shit. You're an irresponsible, tuned out sack of shit. You're a fucking, you're not awake. You're not with us. You shouldn't be almost missing every flight. You're a dumb adult. You're a slow adult. And trust me, I would know. I'm married to one.
But the Atlanta airport can suck a dick.
It's the Atlanta airport's fault. Chad missed his flight both directions almost. Within 1 minute of missing his flight both directions, it's the Atlanta airport's fault. It's Hartsfield-Jackson's fault. The busiest, if not one of the busiest, if not still the busiest airport in America that's had to figure out efficiency. There's like seven terminals. It's their fault Chad keeps missing his flight. Fuck those guys. They're not good.
I stand by that.
So again, one of these guys like Steel Toe that just has to hit a sound effect to make himself feel better and give himself a minute to think. Isn't it weird that all these radio guys, they're all used to commercial breaks. They need time. They're not funny, they're not creative, and they're used to having a commercial break and a staff of interns to tell them what to do. So these little sound effects, every time they have to hit these little, you know, it's so they get to pause. It's so they can go like, all right, get it together, you're doing good, nobody's noticed, you don't really have anything to say.
The air horn's back. Who missed the air horn, me?
You'll think of something soon. You'll think of something soon.
Again.
Ah, so good to have you back, Airhorn. How are you? How you been, Airhorn?
I haven't watched this, and it's unreal. This is better than I could have ever hoped. This is better than I could have fucking imagined. He's talking to his Airhorn. I felt naked without my soundboard. Jesus Christ. And part of it is I was naked halfway down Nick's throat. But like, Jesus, every time I came, I wanted to like play my air horn.
Air horn's back. Who missed the air horn? Me? Ah, so good to have you back, air horn.
He's waving to his air horn.
How are you? How you been, Airhorn? Did you miss me?
Can somebody please tell him to get his audio synced up with his video? Holy shit.
Did you miss me, Airhorn? Look at you, Airhorn. I love him so much. Great to be back. And guess who else is back? Stephen Bravo giving a membership. Stephen Bravo's got himself a new photo. Looks like he's dressed up as a cowboy in that. Shout out to the Bravs. Leading the charge. Man of his word. I'm not going to lie. I missed some of you chatters. I saw Michaela in the chat earlier.
All right. It's roll call time. This will kill 10 minutes. Who else is here? Oh, Megan is here. Yes. Arizona Mesa Tom. New Jersey Ranger. Man, I miss some of you guys. There's Chicken Boy. Right, right, yeah. All right, is it time to wrap it up yet?
Great to see her.
Who else, Chad?
Not only here, she's gifting five.
Oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Wow, you guys are generous today. Look at you, Miss Tay, straight out of Australia. A crazy motherfucker named Miss Tay.
Vince, Miss Tay. It's pretty smooth. Straight out of Australia, a crazy motherfucker named Vincent Miste. That's smooth. That's smooth. Is this guy a pro?
In fact, Miste is not only here, she's gifting five.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Wow, you guys are generous today. Look at you, Miste, straight out of Australia, a crazy motherfucker named Miste.
Oh, somebody's name is Mistake.
Of course, we got our man here, John Spencer, who wants a membership. And next thing you know, boom. Are you guys sick of the air horn yet? Buckle up. We're having it. Oh, my God. Bubba just Zelled me. Holy shit. Bubba, are you watching? Holy Zell.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You guys missed me. You really missed me. I can close down the show with... We're not even in. We're 12 minutes in, and we're killing it.
So, I think it's fair to assume at this point, Chad has nothing. Chad's been off for a week, and we're just roll calling and telling you that he almost missed his flight.
Streamlabs, PayPal.
Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. I don't start doing my...
It's a great clip. I like how it just fades off.
Oh, my God. Stu John just Venmo'd me. Jesus Christ. I feel loved here. I feel loved. Thank you very much for your generosity.
What's look, next?
Look who's here, Husey! I guess you could say, haha, that is a sign of the crimes. Bam! Another golden line from the H-Men. I used to be able to do Husey, but I can't do it anymore. Thank you, Husey, for your dumb Ireland money. Pool Can Sam.
I mean, that's UK money, not Ireland money, but.
Neighbor Pat asked you to keep it down. Oh, shit. Pat, is she pissed? She's in the building over. She can't hear shit. Good memory, by the way. Jesus, how do you remember my neighbor?
Chad, you have five topics. We remember all of them. You know, we remember every single one of them.
He remembered my neighbor. Unbelievable. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's just get into it. Let's just get into
it. Yeah, Moody says, why was Husey German? Yeah, guten Tag. Enjoy my 5 francs.
Because I've been away. I got to admit, I've been trying to check in with things. I really wasn't into it. I wasn't really paying attention, but I checked.
Friday, just again, so everybody remembers, and this is all on Twitter, PMelt. Go follow me on X, PMelt. I posted these emails. Chad emailed me twice, 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Friday. a day he has two shows with Nick Swardson. He's thinking about me all day long. Jealous of Moody and I laughing and laughing.
Checked into a couple of the streams and Stallion 19s, a couple of the clips. I mean, I when I'm on the road, I'm checked out. I have stand-up mode and podcast mode. I don't know how you can do both.
Holy shit. Like, he's saying the quiet part out loud. Remember, again, before he left, he was like, I can't wait to get fucking away from all this podcast shit. The minute he doesn't have stand-up anymore, he's like, it's so good to be back. It's like, which is it? Which is it? I mean, it's literally the definition of the grass is always greener. Cardiff's kids call this one podcast mode. I don't know how you guys do it. My brain literally can't. My brain literally can't. I couldn't figure it out if I wanted to. I'm fucking confused just thinking about that. How many modes I have, much less which one to be in. Fuck. Here's Iwa, the hero of the Chad Zumach channel. Subscribe to my Patreon for as little as $5. Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah. Thank you, Iwa. Hello, my name is Iwa. I'm giving you the money. Hello, yes. This guy claimed he fixed his audio, by the way. No. No. That's one of his bits. That's one of his ongoing, recurring bits. You don't get comedy, dude.
Sorry, Patrick. I know you just started your pitter show, but I drank too much Sunny D and taco smell, and now I have an orange-brown situation in my depends. Help!
Oh, come on. That's pretty good.
Sorry, Patrick. I know you just started your pitter show, but I drank too much Sunny D and taco smell, and now I have an orange-brown situation in my depends. Help!
Too much Sunny D and taco smell? How do you drink taco smell?
Because all throughout the day, I'm just thinking about my set and what I'm going to do. So I don't want to think about...
All day long, I'm thinking about my set and what I'm going to do. This guy's been doing comedy for 23 years. He doesn't have any new jokes. I could go up tonight and do my old set. It's like autopilot. It's like riding a bike. Chad doesn't have any new material. I only know because Rocco has videos of it from Wednesday night that I guess he isn't going to release because he feels bad for Chad. But he's sharing them in a group. There's nothing new. All day long, I'm racking my brain about my set. There's Kmart ready. Okay.
About these guys, these losers.
There's, I'm going to drive home. Let's all drive home drunk. They can't catch us all. There's that gym. Yeah.
These.
I got a Dale Mabry Walmart bit that kills in Colorado. Yeah.
Losers, everyone. You know them. You love them.
Vindictive Nerd Origin Stories, sponsored by Stoney's.
Where do we start?
Wow, a new segment. Let's see if this is a new segment or he just has a new intro that someone else made. What do you think it is? Do you think there's a new cool segment of the show? Or did someone make that for him and send it to him, and now he's just playing it before he talks shit about Carl?
Where do we begin? Well, listen, I was surprised that Aaron Emholt was on Kevin's show Friday.
Now, if you know anything about Chad, he got mad when Kiki was on there. He gets mad when Liam and Ray are on there. MLC is Chad's show. Kevin is Chad's daddy. Chaddy, if you will, as it were. Anything that happens on MLC while Chad's like not available, Chad gets really feely about it. Chad gets upset. I should have been there for that. Fuck.
Let's start with that. Let's watch a little bit of that because we have a lot of Aaron Emholt today. A lot of Aaron Emholt. So I don't know if you guys heard the news. It's the biggest thing going on right now in the shitverse. Everyone's talking about it. It's content galore.
Okay, then.
But Aaron got himself a new sign. Oh, yeah. Everyone's talking about it.
He relies on the sound effects and the clips that other people make him and give him to do the heavy lifting. Like, I really think, like, before the show, he goes, like, I'm going to talk about Aaron Imholt's new sign. And I have the I Dream of Jeannie magical wind chime sound. So that'll be that segment.
Everyone is talking about this sign. It's the talk of the town.
Can you talk about it? Do you have anything to say?
And shut up about it. And I got to be honest with you. I can't stop hearing about it.
So he's found every single way there is to say people are talking about it. Everyone can't shut up about it. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone in the shitverse is talking about it. I can't stop hearing about it. It's out there. People are talking about it.
Today's going to be a steel toe heavy show. Hit it, boys. Yeah. It's going to be heavy steel toe. I'm going full on Patrick Melton, baby. I'm going full on Melton today.
Said that. You already said that part.
This was the original rivalry, me and Aaron. Steel toe. We're doing it. Full on steel toe.
Start the segment. Aaron's picture. Check that one off. Who has... we got to get Chad Zumach bingo. We got to make a Chad Zumach bingo. Where it's like, we know all of his clips. We know all of his images. But we don't know what order he's going to put them up. We never know what's going to come when. And we really should be playing Chad Zumach bingo. There's another one he has in his system. This is always a classic.
So let's start with Aaron on MLC. That's where the journey began.
So he missed a week. So he's just going to do everything everyone's already done now.
The journey began on MLC on Friday, where Aaron Imholt made his return. And guess who else was there? Kiki and a little lady you might know as, how should I say this?
I'm going to guess, and again, I 100% I'll swear on a Bible, I haven't seen this. Bible means nothing to me, by the way. That he puts his... That's my prediction. That's my prediction.
Oh, I know how to say it.
Michaeline!
Fuck. Pay me my money. If you've seen one episode of Chad, you've seen every episode of Chad.
Michaeline, Michaeline, Michaeline.
So let's take a look together.
Learn to work the saxophone. I play just what I feel. Drink scotch whiskey all night long and die behind the wheel. They got a name for the winners in the world. I want a name when I lose. They call Alabama. The Crimson Tide call me Steel Toe.
Jesus Christ. That's Rygod, by the way. He's a traitor. He's a big fan of Steel Toe now. He hates me.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm looking back. No, I...
things. Look who's here!
Oh, my God! Yeah!
We were just talking about your ex-wife. I didn't see it.
Oh, hey, hey, what's up? The reason I had to go to court today?
Watch Chad chew his mouth with jealousy. He's really chewing it today.
And looking back. No, I... things.
Look who's here.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We were.
What is that? It's like someone's always whispering in his ear, do an impression of you chewing gum.
Just talking about your ex-wife.
That's anxious. That's nervousness. He's literally biting his lip. I don't like this. They're on with my daddy. I don't like this. They're on with my daddy.
Wife, I didn't see
it. Hey, what's up? The reason I had to go to court today?
What up, dog? You're welcome. You're the reason.
It's like he's watching people play double dutch and he's looking for a place to jump in. Like,
that fool steal too disrespecting my name. I love Big Sauce and this is greatest show.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's not what I heard. That's not what I heard. Should I do a joke now? Do I have a comment now? Where do I fit in?
You are the reason you had to go to court today.
Absolutely. 100%. You are the reason. 100%. To quote the great Kevin Brennan, I was a bad boy.
You were a bad boy.
Wait, so I don't even know if you know this, but...
Look how, like...
We're zoomed back out. Okay.
Cool Aaron is on Kevin's show. He's got the drink. He makes the little joke up front. He's moving around.
Yeah, that is what happened. Aaron's got a drink. This is what you paused it to say. Look at Aaron. He's got a drink. Yeah.
No one's cooler than this guy. I'm sorry.
What does Aaron think? He's cool? He's got a drink. Look at him with his drink. What next? Food? He'll have something to eat? I mean, come on. This Aaron always with his eats and his drinks.
Sorry. No one's cooler than Aaron Emholt, period. He's the coolest guy in the Hackverse. No one's cooler than this guy.
You've already said that three times.
I challenge you. Who else? Who else? Nobody.
Keanu seems to think that April Imholt is now living back with her parents.
The court documents would spell that out. Yeah.
I didn't know if you wanted people to. I didn't know how I knew that she was at home. I forgot you told me that. But isn't that.
What is that other than wet brain fecal alcohol syndrome? What is that that makes him do that nonstop?
Would spell that out. Yeah.
I didn't know if you wanted people to. I didn't know how I knew that she was at home. I forgot you told me that, but isn't that.
It's public record. She was.
Keanu.
Here we go.
Cannot keep a secret, man. Kiki cannot keep a
secret.
God,
Aaron sucks on this show. Kiki sucks on this show. I should be on here. This is bullshit. Everyone sucks who's on the show. With Kevin, my daddy.
Grit, she like tells everybody's business all the time. Trust me, I love it.
God, Kiki's so dumb. She just tells everybody shit. I love it. I love it. Trust me, I love it. I personally love it.
I love it. And I'm hearing reports that Kiki and... Chrissy Mayer are friends again. That's good news, everybody. So
this is going great.
So April's living at home now. I didn't know that. Aw. Has she still not had a job in 4 years?
Chad, you don't have a job now. You stole sandwiches from Whole Foods. You stole credit cards from a locker room and a gym. And that was 4 years ago. Hello? April doesn't work. Have you seen your calendar? It's on your living room wall. Check it out.
Leave me alone. I don't want to be a part of any of this.
All right, who had April on the bingo card? Who had April on the bingo card? Who's going to be next? Kumia? Melton? Carl? All right, we've had April and Aaron. All right.
Anymore. Just stop it already. Enough's enough. Quit doing the impression. I left the internet because you're a meanie, bitchy. Just leave me alone. Let me hunt deer and just leave me alone. I don't want any part of this anymore.
And I'm out of this.
This is great. This is good shit.
All right. Fair enough. Sorry. Michaeline.
A dress she put on when she was served with those.
Michaeline's, you know, drinking.
Chuck, Mom.
Dude, can you believe Aaron has a drink and Michaeline has a drink? Dude, Michaeline has a drink.
I did.
You know, I read.
Was Michaeline drinking vodka? She like Vinny Cash and I over in Denver? Jesus Christ. Holy shit. Yeah, I.
You had some vodka? No. No. Chad.
That happened. That happened. Full disclosure, I drank in Denver. Yes. High altitude. We did that. Oh, shout out to Lady.
I mean, he just lost. It's just meandering.
Lady KB for coming to the show, hanging out with us multiple days. And shout out to the puppet, Rocco, and his lovely wife for coming to the show and being a normal human being. Well, that Friday he was, that Wednesday he wasn't. He showed up to my brewery gig in a disguise and a wig. Very weird. Very strange. Didn't say a word the whole time. I question him.
I read the discovery, Keanu, and I will say this.
What?
Gino stayed loyal.
He's a loyal boy.
Gino, all Gino told was the truth.
How many minutes until Chad gets bored with this and goes like, all right, this is boring.
Well, what did I tell? That's all I told. I told what I saw and what I knew. Was I meaner about the truth? Maybe.
Yeah, the spices you threw in were a little.
All right, but don't think I didn't tell the truth. Maybe
no,
it was.
No, you didn't say. You didn't say anything that wasn't true. But you.
No, Gino was spicier. He was like, "This is stupid."
Chad is chewing his goddamn lips off. Is this alcohol withdrawal or what? I think it's like he just feels left out. I think he gets really, really butthurt when he's not on MLC and other people are.
Don't think I didn't tell the truth. Maybe no, it was.
No, you didn't say. You didn't say anything that wasn't true. But you.
No, Jesus was spicier. He was like, "This is stupid."
Okay, you're right. He was spicier.
Your camera's fine.
It was more in my favor, his spice.
What's going on? What's going on with that?
I hear it. There you go. Yeah.
Wait, did your lawyer ever think this would be like a serious charges? Like you were saying, we watched a clip. You were talking about a felony. Your lawyer...
What's Michaeline doing with her goddamn kid?
He's just zooming in and out. Zooming in and out.
Camera, Michaeline. You're driving me insane with this camera. All right, let me get caught up real quick.
First the drink, now the camera? Come on, Michaeline.
Some of these chats. Thank you.
All right, yeah, that's enough of content. Let's catch up with some of these chats.
Insert funny joke here. Who, what, why? There it is.
I don't have any of those. I don't have any funny jokes. Next. Next.
Chris Hall. Uh-oh. Do you think it's jealousy of Nick that makes Kevin Brennan say mean things about you and him? He says he's blowing your back out, but I think KB wishes he was. I don't care.
Good enough for me.
Kevin knew Nick before I did. Kevin knew Nick when he was 18. They said people would think they were brothers. Aaron ran scared off of MLC. That's a fact. Jack, I didn't know that. Is that what happened? That's why we're getting caught up together. Ladies and gentlemen, Joliet Joel gifting one. Excuse me. Still nice.
Still okay. Still counts.
In fact, Joliet Joel, thank you very much. If you don't have a membership, get yourself a membership. Gift a membership, because we are going members only in 5 minutes.
Fuck yeah. And look, dude, you've teased enough like awesome content to make people want to join. I know if I was watching this and I wasn't a member, I'd be like, you think I'm going to turn this off? You think I'm going to miss when he puts up Kumia's picture? No, thank you. No, thank you. You think I'm going to miss the Dukes of Hazzard jump when he gets 5 gifted memberships from Jersey Bill? In your worst dreams.
So this chat will be members only. We're going to say goodbye to all the poor people because they're disgusting people. We hate their guts and we want them all to leave. So you've been warned.
This is how he riffs.
If you want a membership, great. If you don't, that's fine too. If you want to gift one, even better. Even better. In fact, we're going to do a gifting membership scroll of the people.
Fuck yeah. It's time for our first scroll of the day. We got the $20 scroll. We got the $30 scroll. We got the $100 scroll. We got the membership scroll. Fuck yes, dude. This rules.
Well, that gifts the most. It's the best way to support the show, best way to support the channel. You get members-only chat. You get shows on demand.
By the way, the best way to support my show is not gifting memberships. Please. It's super tips, super tips, super tips.
And then you just look cool all the way around.
You do look cool. I will say that. That's a fact. When you gift memberships, you do look awesome.
Cooler, Steel Toe or High School Carl Stutcho? That's a good.
Fuck yeah. Here comes Carl. Who had Carl?
Question. That is a good. Who was cooler? Who do you guys.
He's hunting for his photo right now. You know cooler. It.
Carl or Steel Toe in high school?
I have a picture of Carl. I have a picture of Carl. Hold on.
What do you guys
Let
think?
Let me find it. I'm scrolling. I'm killing time by asking you non-Toms, what do you think? No, what do you think? You guys, in case you forget, he's got to put Carl up, right?
Think in the chat. That's a good question. That would have been a good poll question. Who was cooler in high school, Aaron Emholt or Carl?
He's definitely hunting for something because he's repeated the question 6 times. So this it's going to be a great payoff.
Pool Scam Sand says Carl. I don't know. They're both fucking dorks, man. That's the problem with Carl making fun of Aaron. He's like, you're a bigger dork than he is. We can all see
He's really letting me down not putting up Carl's picture.
No one's going to buy your bullshit. Who lies more, slow adult Kiki or guilty Aaron? That's a pool scam.
Dude,
Sam stepping it up with the
fuck, dude. Pool scam Sam. Do you write questions for a living? Fuck. These are good questions. Holy shit. Fuck. God damn. These are good questions. What is he doing?
These are great. Trivia. These are great questions. I don't know. So far, Pool Scam Sam is coming up with some good shit.
Dude, this is some of the best shit. Fuck, this guy's on fire.
Like I said earlier, memberships, baby. Who, what, why?
Just putting up the same one.
Just gifted one. Who, what, why? Thank you, buddy. Oh, no.
What clip is he going to play?
Oh, no. Isaac Walmart. Let's go.
Yes. Who had Giroux next? Who had Giroux? Fuck, dude. I can't believe he's back, and I can't believe he has the same clips, and he's playing them all. It's like he never left. God, the great thing about Chad's show is it feels like I've seen this episode, but I haven't. Every day he takes the snow globe that is his podcast and shakes it up. You never know what's coming. I did not see the Let's Go clip coming. Fuck. Fuck, it's good.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Gift and five, baby. Thank you, Isaac Walmart. Look who became a new member. Yeah. Calvert Crossland in the...
Hold on. What was that? Look who became a new member. Da! Calvert Crossland. What was the da?
Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Gift and five, baby. Thank you, Isaac Walmart. Look who became a new member. Da! Calvert Crossland in the house.
Doing it!
It's happening, everybody.
Now he's just making noises? Da!
Thank you, buddy.
God, I love it when he has a week off to like really get all the good ideas together. All right, people are saying air horn next. Okay. I like where you're going. Da!
Alex Ortiz gifting a membership. Wow. This is a fun show.
What? It is? What's happened?
2 more minutes till members only. Thank you for all the memberships.
Really? Or did he never guess on what it would be you'd end up being?
He said 2 things at the very beginning. He said, you'll never do jail time and you won't have a felony.
That's what you did was so in the grand scheme of things, it's so insignificant. I mean, you sent a picture on your phone. It wasn't a revenge porn. It wasn't anything. No,
but it was wrong. And I hurt people.
People do wrong things all the time.
I know, it's not.
Remember all this. It was wrong, and I hurt people. Remember Aaron saying that for later.
I know a lot of people. I've seen people writing on Twitter and shit and on YouTube and all that. They're like, another win for the toe. I did a shitty thing. I did something mean. It was a bully thing, and it was a boy shithead thing to do. And right. I'm really glad I got to go to court today and say that, because now I can say it here. You got to remember. People are like, oh, Aaron.
Wait, did you say boy in court?
Oh, yeah. I said I was an N-word boy. And they appreciated that. It's St. Cloud.
You know it was a douchey thing to do. You knew it was awful. But look what you had just gone through, getting like cucked out of your life. You were trying to like.
Oh, God. He thinks these people are his friends. It's so fucking good.
I appreciate it.
It's true.
I got to give Keanu that. She's 100% right. That took some balls to say it right to his face, too. He did get cucked out. So
did take balls, because Aaron's like a dangerous man. Like, that could have gone really sideways for Keanu.
To my understanding, being away, getting caught up with all y'all, Aaron pled guilty to a gross misdemeanor. Is that what I'm understanding here? He pled guilty to a gross misdemeanor, and it was a $50 fine, and he's on probation, from what I hear. Now, I don't know exactly what a gross misdemeanor is. It sounds gross.
Chad's never, like, he pretends, you know, TM Zumok, he pretends to know what the fuck's going on all the time, but he never knows what's going on. Like, no, he hasn't been sentenced yet, Chad. He has not been sentenced yet at all. All right, let's go live to Chad now.
Levy, do you remember that? I was sitting right there. Literally, I was sitting there. John was right in front of me about 10 feet away, sitting there. Bob Levy rolls up and just starts motherfucking him to his face.
Remember?
Fuck you, little bitch. You're a bitch.
Remember?
And I'm recording it. I thought I was recording it, and I didn't get it because Bob texts me. He's like, send me that recording. And I go, it didn't take. But yeah, and John was just scoured down like a little boy getting yelled at by his mommy. I was there. Tony Mazur was there. We watched it. No one's fooled.
It happened.
Well, the dues payer lies that he was in the parking lot and the owner called him and said, don't come in when John's there. Now, that was a lie that was exploited by the potato because he had an inside source. I believe it was Beloved Chatter.
Answer me this, and I just got a Venmo. I don't know why people are Venmoing me. I find it very fucking rude to do that in the middle of my show. So somebody's about to get yelled at. Oh, I think this person doesn't want me saying their stuff. So never mind. I did not get a Venmo. And you didn't hear nothing from me.
I've lost my viewers by blocking them and hiding all my content, trying to drive people to a paywall. I hate all non-super chatters. I wish that cunt loser mod, Iwa, was still here blocking people.
Yeah, Iwa, why did you leave him? It's pretty fucked up. I don't even know if we want somebody like Iwa around, you know, after what she did to Chad. After abandoning Chad like that, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. We have a community around here where we have each other's backs. We depend on each other. We rely on each other. We laugh with each other. We cry with each other. What you did to Chad was fucked up, bitch. That's fucked up. I don't care how many 5 memberships you give me. You fucked up. You lost a real one when you lost Chad. Because you can guarantee Chad would have your back. You can guarantee Chad will be there for you. That's fucked up. He probably sent you a keychain or a magnet or a shirt. He didn't because you live in the UK. So I'm pretty sure he never sent you shit. By the way, stuff from our store ships from your region. So you're in the UK, you order something from the store in the UK, it ships from the UK. You get it from Europe if you're in Europe. You get it from Australia if you're in Australia. We ain't got no tariff problems over here. We ain't got no tariff problems over here. No prices are changing at the Nobody Likes Onion store. And now available Hackamania posters, framed and unframed, at the Nobody Likes Onion store. You'll get it fast and you'll get it right. Unless you're Sketty Tooth John and you got a fucked up mug that they misprinted. I'm just going to refund that because they're giving me a hard time. So we'll be refunding your mug, Sketty Tooth John. Just keep it and enjoy it. They fucked up. They fucked up. They know they fucked up and we're coming for them. Believe me. We're coming for them. We're coming for him. April LaRue, is a $50 super tip donation enough to become a premium member on the board, member of the Tonation or whatever we call it? Yeah, $50 is where I start paying attention to you. You know, 2's great, 20's nice, 10 is fun, but if you ain't got 50 on you, I don't really know your name, if you know what I mean. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to say, April LaRue. Like, look, Iwa sent in a super sticker for $1.31. That's nice. That's nice. But remember a minute ago when she sent in the 50? That's where we start making the money. yeah, I can't be putting up everybody's 5s, you know, but I do, you know, I do know what's going on. Rye God says, fuck you. I heard the Matador, you sicko. Disgusting. This is sick. This is insane that Rye God is attacking me like this. And it's definitely the real Rye God. I can tell that here on the back end. This is the real Rye God. All right, sorry, I had something in my eye. George, if Hackamania goes down like the Mr. Beast gig, can we riot and demand refunds? What happened with the Mr. Beast gig? I don't even know what happened with Mr. Beast. He was doing something at Resorts World. It's like a 3-day event. You have to like stay there all 3 days. To participate in like this Mr. Beast challenge weekend or something. And then like, and then like, I guess you get like a goodie bag when you check in and like some of the goodie bags will have like $10,000 cash in it or something like that. It went bad. George says, George, by the way, gifting a membership. Thank you very much. Who's that a picture of, George? Your mama? Or are you a lady man? Are you a pretty, pretty lady man? Can we find out something about this Mr. Beasting? Feasting on the beasting. Mr. Beast. Let's just see what's going on. Mr. Beast. Was it Vegas, right? I thought it was in May or something. No? Mr. Beast fans demand refund after Resorts World Vegas event. Oh, no. What happened?
Three-day experience at Resorts World, advertised as Mr. Beast Experience in partnership with the popular YouTuber, causing now an uproar.
Oh, the popular YouTuber. You might know him as Mr. Beast. Anyway, things went pretty beastly on a recent event. Our own Jack Tripper is live.
Among some hotel guests.
Yeah, that promotion is now off its website, but what was advertised cost fans approximately $1,000.
Eight News what? Now reporter Jessamine Wolk hearing from attendees who broke down what they were promised and what they got.
Let's go now live to Flimsy Greenberg on the scene.
I started crying, and then I ran into other people that also were crying. And
I started crying. You did? Did somebody rape your mother or steal your family's home? No, I was supposed to be first in line for the Mr. Beast chocolate making experience. This ruined my summer. I started crying. You started crying? Fuck, you're out of real problems. Fuck. I started crying. Oh, God. What? Was it another shooting on the strip? My friends were all ducking and slipping on my tears. I started crying.
I really just want my Mr. Beast experience that I paid for.
Abigail Marquez is one of...
Jimmy! Why did you do this to us, Jimmy? I watched your Amazon program. Jimmy!
Many disgruntled Mr. Beast fans demanding answers.
Should have been like mini games and meet and greets and photo ops.
We were supposed to do bumper cars and have cotton candy. I started crying. Ah, we were stranded in Vegas. There was nothing else to do. It was the worst. People were like, why don't you go do one of the millions of other activities or see one of the thousands of shows on offer every day? And I was like, no! I was supposed to get a chocolate! I was supposed to get a sticker! I started crying! Fuck. It's not like at Fyre Festival where everyone was just left to eat sand. I started crying. We were promised an event where we all got light up name tags. This is bullshit.
Special food and drink things, and unfortunately we didn't get any of that.
Many coming from out of town, like Teresa Mehta, who trekked from Arizona with her mother for the advertising.
From Arizona! We went all the way from Arizona to Vegas! Arizona's 22 minutes away from me right now. Arizona is over there. It's right there. This woman made the news. She's like, we came all the way from Phoenix. The drive took a quarter of a day. This is bullshit. This is fucked up. We had to turn around and go home. It took the rest of the afternoon. We were stranded.
Immersive experience, but leaving disappointed with what they did receive.
I was told to wait in my room for 2 days, waiting for a package to come. And so I legit spent 2 days in Vegas in a room.
I was told to wait in my room for 2 days. Everyone, this is what we're doing for Hackamania. Upon check-in, get your tickets now, hackamania.com, promo code NLO, save 10%. Upon check-in, I need everyone to just wait in their rooms for further instructions. You fucking idiots. Once you check in, go straight to your room. Don't answer the door for anybody unless it's me outside. A knock, knock, knocking. I was told to sit in my room for 2 fucking days. They thought it was a challenge. You know those challenges where they like make people stay in the warehouse for 100 days or they lock you in a grocery store for 100 days or you have to sit in a glass cube for 20 days. I thought it was a challenge. I thought we were going to get rich. Holy fucking shit.
Bro, I'm doing nothing, just waiting for a Mr. Beast package to come. That was a box of chocolate.
Yeah, but it was good chocolate, right? Yeah, but it was good chocolate, right? You got to admit, like, the Feastables are fire.
As for what else they received?
We were told we were going to each get a mystery bag, but we only got one in the room.
You guys split this t-shirt. Oh. Oh, God, this is great. Fuck around and find out, nerds.
It had kids' shorts, an extra, extra small shirt, and a hat, and like a medium shirt. And you know, if you go to MrBeast.com to their merchandise right now, all this stuff is on clearance for $9.
Clearance merch!
We were told we were going to get exclusive merchandise, and obviously that's not the case.
Yeah, it's exclusively being run through. We're exclusively getting rid of it here.
Large group of fans banding together.
It's pretty exclusive if you only got one shirt for two people in a room. It's pretty exclusive. Only one of you has the shirt, right? You can't say it's not limited. So he's got you there. Good job, Jimmy.
Together in the lobby to voice their concerns directly to the top, speaking with Resorts World CEO Alex Dixon.
You're the chief executive. You are higher up than every other manager standing out here.
Desiree Panetta says her son is a super fan of Mr. Beast.
It was his birthday yesterday, so I just was trying to give him the best experience. And unfortunately, I feel like as a parent, I failed him.
Panetta,
what happened? Does anybody know what happened?
The hotel's response was not enough for the damage done.
Their ultimate resolution for all the way across the board was $50 food and beverage credit for two different outlets. This experience has been nothing short of horrible. That's the only experience that we've had.
Following the group's pleas with that CEO, a handful actually exchanged contact information, wanting to now file a lawsuit against the hotel to get some of their money back.
Yes, you're all so poor you cried at a $1,000 event, but you're all going to get together and hire a lawyer. Right. We're all going to sell our $9 shirts and pool our money together.
We did reach out to a representative from Mr. Beast's team for comment, and we're still awaiting a response.
We're still...
But hear about this
doesn't sound good.
Oh, no.
Still doesn't sound good. I don't know why he thinks it's another win for the toe.
Great stuff, Chad. Great stuff, Chad. Speaking of great stuff, Chad, Compound Media, which we think is Anthony Cumia himself. It's quite astounding how Chad doesn't understand anything during these so-called shows. Doesn't do anything during these so-called shows. By the way, great discussion of the Opster yesterday. Thank you. By the way, is it he? I was just watching a clip today. Now your third hour is getting syndicated. You fucking failure. And Jimmy's going to be joining the program when Anthony's in New York City permanently. Now this has to. By the way, I'm waiting for a reaction from Opie. I assume there'll be some sort of screaming. The fact that Anthony and Jimmy get back together, and I have not listened to the show. You guys got to get a camera in there. What's going on? But the fact that Anthony and Jimmy are back on the air, yucking it up like the old days. And again, we all knew this was possible, right, from the Nopey shows. But he's going to lose his shit. He's going to lose his fucking mind. The Tony and Jimmy show. The Tony and Jimmy hour. Yeah, I congrats, I guess. This is amazing. And I'm flying out to New York tonight. I want to go on like an Opie tour. I don't know where he lives. I want to do like a walk and talk experience where I go by Gephardt's and go like, can I smell Opie's chair? I want to like ride in the elevator in his building so that I can say I'm 500 feet above New York City. I'd love to I'm going to be out on Long Island. I'd love to find out where his beach home is and run through the same sand and feel it between my toes. The very same sand that Doggy gets to frolic in. I'd love that. I'd really love that. So if anybody knows where Opie lives, just email me. I don't dox addresses and stuff, but I would like to know where his building is, what time he goes for a walk, what time his wife sneaks out to cheat on him. I want to know all this stuff. Lindsay, is it? Anonymous, J. Powell's Doomer speech printed for me. Here's your cut sauce. What? J. Powell's Doomer speech printed for me. And again, we're going to meet up Thursday night. That's tomorrow night at, what's the bar I said? In the Lower East Side, Avenue A. What's it called? Fuck, I announced it at the beginning of the show, and I don't even know the name of the fucking bar now. Trailer Park Club? What is it called? What did we say? We named the bar. Oh, the library. The library. Lower East Side, the library. 9 p.m. Thursday night. And we'll fire up the old stream, you know, and we'll be talking about Opie. Maybe we can get Opie to come out. What's his appearance fee? What's his appearance fee? And then I'm going to be going to a hotel where I talk about how an actor shot himself and his wife. I don't think anybody's ever done that kind of content before. Just some interesting history. An old actor named Gig Young. I don't know if you... I'm jealous. Because I was watching Anthony's... I'm on the street. What is it called? I'm doing a minute on the street. So I'm going to go to that hotel and do the same story, but better. That's going to be part of my walking tour. So anyway, like basically Anthony Kumi and I are best buds now. And we'll be scissoring a lot. And Jimmy knows me too. So I'm actually joining. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the Anthony Cumia and Jimmy hour live in New York once a month. I'm flying there. We have to announce it today. And the three of us finally back together again. I opened for Jimmy for a few years around 2010 and 11. And, you know, so Jimmy knows me. Our chemistry is like this. Queaver Stutterland, Cumbria. Bring back people from ONA to piss off Opie. Yes. Can you start? The more you can do to make the Anthony Cumia show more like the Opie and Anthony old days is going to be very, very, very funny. I'm here to watch it. We're here to laugh. And I think if you guys get a camera in there and can start doing video, even can't you just like set up your phone or bring a camera and like just film it and set it to the audio later? Like, won't they let you just do that on your own? I don't know how legal stuff works. I've never had a job. I've never been on one of those radio programs. Anyway, also, doesn't Mr. Beast live in North Carolina? Or South Carolina, where Anthony lived. Was Anthony living north or south? That's where Mr. Beast lives. So basically, everybody in that state's a fuck up. Cumia had to go down there to get anything going because he couldn't cut it in New York. That's what's going on. We got a P.O. Box stuff to open. Cumia, tune out. These are all black people. You're going to hate it. We got a very quick one today. I just want to get this stuff done before I go out of town. This one I'm very, very disgusted in. this item. Whoever sent this can go fuck themselves. I got this little envelope, and I started pulling out what's in it, and it's a magnet. Now, I already hate magnets. I make fun of people who have magnets on their fridge. I think this is like a poor person boom. I grew up poor white trash in Florida. I know what poor people do. It's magnets. But this is not just any magnet. This is a magnet for my new Tesla. Somebody thought this might help. And maybe after getting something thrown at my car the other night on Fremont Street, maybe this is something I need. So I'm supposed to put this magnet on the back of my Tesla. It's rainbow, which I love because I'm big into the gays. And it says Anti-Elon Tesla Club. Apparently, you put one of these on your car and people will leave your car alone. Apparently, you put one of these on your car, people think you're gay and they'll leave your Tesla alone. They won't fuck with your shit. So maybe I throw this on the back. People know I'm an ally. People know I bought my car before Tesla hurt me. And now I just can't afford to get rid of it, you know? So maybe this, I think, yeah, I don't know. We'll see about it. We'll see about it. Thank you to whoever sent that in. It's fucking disgusting. I'll never put that on my car. And then we got a big box here. We got a giant box in the mail. This package, I'm proud to say this was lost. The person who sent it, it got lost. We had to track it down and find it. And the P.O. Box people did find it. And it says, Dear Patrick and Brad, I'm finally getting the Halloween costume to you that you let me borrow back to you. Sorry it took so long. Bucky's Brawler. He's finally sending back the Halloween costume that I loaned to him. Does anybody? It's the Martini Dog Halloween costume from the Spirit Halloween store. He's mocked up the whole thing here. We've got the olives. We've got the cone. This is great because we got the cone. This is going to be great. I might actually put my dog in this now. I might actually do this. We got the stick. We got the stick to put the balls on. I guess some assembly required here. Oh, no. So this really took some... This really took some innovation. So we got the cone. We got the olives. And we can now make our very own martini dog. We can now create our very own martini dog. I love that they used the actual pictures. Cone of shame. So that's fantastic. That's going to be great in my garbage can. And if you want to send in something for the P.O. Box, you can do that. Nobody Likes Onions, care of Patrick Melton, 4948 Mountain Vista Street, 13932 Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. Again, that address, 4948 Mountain Vista Street, box number 13932 Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That concludes the P.O. Box segment. I hate it all. I hated every single thing in there. You know, every once in a while I get something cool, like a World War II book or a Proverbs journal or a Nazi coin. But this, what am I supposed to do with this? Imagine me putting this on my car and just getting stuff thrown at me. No, thank you. No, thank you. It's time for Richard Leland Neal. And I can promise you today, no cats will be hurt in this edition of Richard Leland Neal. This is called Having a Drink Among the Wreckage. I can't believe this.
Background, courtesy of Photographs of a Mad Richard. Link in the description.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another in my Battle with Beelzebub series. Though there aren't a lot of fries in here.
This is a bottle of grenadine. This is a lot of grenadine.
Also, what is absent from this place at the moment is the cats that normally live in here. Because they made such a mess that it finally came down to...
While Kumi is in here, by the way, if we told you this was E-Rock, you'd believe it, right? You'd believe this. If we were like, look, man, this is what E-Rock looks like now, you'd be like, whoa!
Either I stopped filming in here, or they moved to another room. Which was problematic because...
Imagine putting all that grenadine...
As soon as I moved them to the other room, the other cats were like, oh, what's in there? Because they're cats. And of course, I am standing amongst wreckage and having a drink. I'm filming this on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, he just put this up yesterday. So this is what I don't understand. His video schedule must be very far behind. He's also started live streaming every day. I think he's noticed the uptick on his videos. He used to get about 17 views on every video. Now he's getting about 70. So he's like, whoa, am I about to go viral? Am I about to go viral? And maybe he is.
So it's a good day to have a drink, although this is a Valentine's Day drink.
Okay, he just fished something out of a drink with the bottle opener, which is never a good sign. He's frozen a mug. It's nice and frosty. Grenadine and lager. And he says this is a Valentine's Day drink. Then he fishes something out, and this is the face he makes when he looks at it. We know he lives in absolute disgust. He lives in filth. What could he be fishing out of a drink that he's like, ugh?
I don't know what that is, and I don't care. It's been a long day having my drink.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
This mug was at the bottom of my freezer. And there's like berries and vegetables stuck to it, or at least there were when I pulled it out.
So. Moody says he's very responsive on the lives. I asked him his advice on dealing with a fly infestation, and he said you need to take away their food source. And that's why the kittens aren't in the room anymore.
Oh.
We'll wait.
Ugh. Haven't had alcohol in a while. Nope, there are the flies. They're bugging me. You know, what happened is...
God, I swear, if you have headphones on, these flies are insane.
My house is very old and it hasn't been updated. And in this room, I have 2-prong and 3-prong Edison wall outlets.
Edison, good choice, good choice. We're going to go with the Tesla. We're going to go with the Westinghouse. We went Edison. Standard, just NEMA 15.
So, you know, what's...
It's a good choice. It lets you plug in a lot of today's electronics.
The camera is actually on a wall outlet now. It's not running off battery. Because the lights in here are on that wall outlet, and if that wall outlet is no longer functioning, I'd be in the dark. So, no point on filming without the wall outlet.
The fuck was that, Twitch?
Working. But the cats, they knocked the plug out. And the plug is in this rather difficult to deal with place. So I was, okay, no filming for today. Just, I'll do other stuff. And I was so depressed, I really didn't get much done because I suffer from depression. It sucks, and no, I can't take medication for it because if I take medication for it, I fall asleep at work. And you go, well, why don't you try?
He's a security guard. And the last thing you want is him being drowsy at work and not being able to stop the bad guys. Because, like, look at him. He's a well-oiled machine. At work, he's got to be able to shut. It's literally Paul Blart.
Different medication. Because if I try a different medication, I could still fall asleep at work, and that would be a bad thing. So, no.
Fair enough.
So anyway, I was going about my business. I literally just came in here to feed the cats.
Tuppence. And tuppence.
What should I find? But they knocked over another major piece of filming equipment, and it was all over the place. And not only that,
I love that he's just upset about, like, his equipment. It's not like the cats getting into your outlets and knocking over equipment is also a danger to the cats, but that's not his concern. He's like, dude, they're fucking up my lights. Maybe this is what's wrong with Aaron Imholt's studio.
Flies and cats are both rather curious. Not only that, but they just dump stuff. I mean, every time I try to get something organized in here, it's boosh on the floor, boosh on the floor.
Every time I clean up, the cat shits again. And then when the cat shits, maggots get in it. And then flies are born. And then there's flies everywhere. And then the flies start landing on the cats. And then the cats start stinking. And then the cats try to drown the flies with their shit. But that just makes more flies. It's fucking infuriating. I cannot figure out how to stop the circle of life.
Boosh on the floor. These cats just will not settle down.
Boosh! Boosh!
And part of that is because there are three of them in here. And part of that is just because, you know, this is a small room and it's always been a very junk-laden room. There's stuff all over the place.
I haven't always been this way.
It's like there was a table that I had to move out of the way. It was a collapsing table, so I had to collapse it. I've had it for 25 years. It's pretty much junk at this point. It doesn't function very well.
And I put it in the junk table bin.
Replacement. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to remove it from this room and never use it again.
Throw it away!
That's no big deal. It's in bad shape. But as I got under the table, I found that the cats
If you don't have headphones on, you're missing the full sensory experience of these flies. Like, it tickles my ear hairs. It's like, ah!
Their food cans onto the floor, which is one reason I have flies, and they urinated on things. So, I mean, I had three litter boxes in here till yesterday. I took one out to clean it.
One clean, two dirty, I say.
But it's like, you know, they're getting angry at each other. There's only three of them. They're getting angry at each other. But they're in this because they don't get along with the other cats. So I finally...
It is fly ASMR. It feels like I'm on that Back to the Future ride at Universal Studio. Everything's it's so 4D.
Came in here and I went, all right, I got to move that table, which means I got to move the cats. And I tried to put them in the other room. And as soon as I start trying to put them in the other room, the cats that don't get along with them start trying to get in that room.
The cats came back the very next day.
They're cats. They want to know what's in there.
He pounded that. Fuck yeah.
And I don't know how well you can see this, but you see this on my arm here? This cut, these cuts. That's from a cat getting in here that's not supposed to be in here.
I agree with Moody. If this was a character, it's awesome. Like, it feels too good to be real. Like, this guy has to be a genius actor.
I'm going to have
Tim Flydecker.
Go get another one of my fans.
Flyducker. Whoa.
And try to dry things out in here a bit. Maybe that'll deal with the flies a little better. But, I mean, I'm just frustrated. And I'm talking about it to get through the frustration. I mean, you can't explain to the cats, if you're going to be in here, you have to be clean. Because that's not how cats work.
Fair enough.
But, you know, I mean, look, I suffer from a dangerous level of depression, and I need to work a lot. I should be preparing for work right now. My shift got canceled, and I just didn't have the energy to call my work and get another one. There are more shifts out there. I could work other shifts. But
who gives a shift?
You know, I can't deal with it right now.
Bartender, another grenadine on ice.
So this is where I am at the moment. Now I've got to clean pretty much everything in this room. It's just falling apart in here. I'm tired. I'm angry. But I've got nothing for it but to get back to work. Anyway. Thanks for listening to me rant. I'm Richard.
Hi, everybody. I'm Danger Ducky, and this is the part of the video where I remind you to comment, like, and subscribe.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So he started doing these lives, and we're not going to... The lives are like an hour
People
and a half...
People on the internet,
They're like an hour and a half long. But, like, there's some of the most boring content. For instance, he did this one 2 hours ago. You know what I like? People who put wallpaper on their desktop in vertical screen. I don't deserve flowers on my entire desktop. I like it just in a strip in the middle. That'll do for a wallpaper. I don't even know where they... So he's like Godfrey. Godfrey's about this fucking boring... where he goes live and he just stares at the screen until somebody says something and he'll be like, yo, what's up? Yo. All right, all right. Chicago in the house. All right, all right. Yo, what's good? Atlanta. Okay, okay. I see you. I see you. Atlanta. Okay. What's good? Mississippi. Okay. All right. I guess. Yeah. What's good? What's good? It's like, why did you go live? Why did you go live? Checking in from Paris. Okay. Okay. It's like, Hey, you're live. New Jersey in the house. All right. All right. Okay. Okay. I see you. I see you. It's like, I can't believe nobody's donating to your special, Godfrey. You fucking suck. What is he doing? So this is an hour long. You cut to the middle, he'll be talking. Woody,
you know what's hot? Hamster Joel in the hands of a shirtless Rusty. Do you even know what Rusty looks like? Species Trader, Cordy, dropping some Chinese Enbro level knowledge. Better pay heed. Sacrintha, what's your opinion on a 35-year-old dating an 18-year-old?
Kumia?
Love is a burning thing.
Jesus!
It makes us all stupid.
Yes, love. 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 Smokey B FPV says, I like his translucent hair. It's still better than Aaron's. New Jersey Ranger says, is Chad's audio bad because of the files in the Roadcaster? I think that might be it. Coach Ubiquity, dude is going to get MRSA soon with all the cuts. Yes, and the flies. He's going to have bot fly larvae just growing in his arm. Yes, yes, yes. All right. I know what you're here for. A rung dig-a-dong-dong, is it? Ring-a-ding-a-dong, ringy-dingy-dong-dong, rung-a-dong-a-dong. Where is it? I thought I had a tab open. Steel Toe Morning Show. I want to play last night's show. This was on while I was on last night, but the beginning of it is fascinating. He hates this new sign. He ain't happy with it. It ain't going well. And I wanted to call out earlier when we were watching Chad watch Steel Toe, when he said, what I did was bad. I did a wrong thing. It was a shitty thing. It was a fucked up thing to do. I called that out and I said, remember that for later, because it's very, very poignant here in a second. Trip is hard forever in a so, so what's interesting is yesterday Opie started the show with a song, trying something new, and now he's trying the same thing here, a new cool song. Each tells a fleeting
memory, what my spirit. Yes, very good.
The thing is, Aaron's audience just discovered Suno or whatever that AI song program is, and they spent all Monday night just making songs. That was the whole show. This is a guy with a pro show. This is a guy who thinks he's going back to radio. The whole, he literally is such a goober. Like, they discovered that and they were just like, oh, let's make a, oh, we made another song. Oh, it's bad.
It's Chef Matic. It's called Charles Manson. Welcome to the show, kids. I'm going to tell you about the updates in just a little bit. But a little Charles Manson.
From the deep lights to the sunset flames.
Just like Charlie.
Hold on, are you telling me this song is not AI? They did do that Monday night, but people are telling me that this is not an AI song. This is an actual song. It sounds affected as fuck.
To wander with my name.
I mean, this is going to get me struck.
No chains to buy, no.
Look at him. Hold on, look at him dance.
With my name, no chains to buy, no rules to play. Freedom's call is where I'll stay. I'm a boxcar and a jug of wine. I'm a straight wraith if you get too close to me. A drift is hard, forever intertwined.
What the fuck? This is the opening of his show. He thinks he's going back on the air one day. Rung nigga dung dung.
So evening show. Made a couple of changes, very subtle.
Yes, he's so coquettish.
Changes are on the way. The subtle change I made, of course, microphone got flipped. Whole table got moved over so I can move a little more comfortably.
Fuck yeah.
I did fuck with the camera a little bit.
Guys, here's everything I've done since the last show. I wiped all my spittle off the screen. I moved my mic. The table got shifted over. My monitor got tilted downwards. I did move the camera a little bit. I was fucking with the... It's like, we don't give a fuck. We don't give a damn. We don't give a fuck. What?
But you probably can't tell. It did get fucked with. I want to give myself a little less head clearance. I feel like I'm too... high up.
This is going to go on for months. Just every day, like, what should I do?
But,
by the way, this is unreadable now. This part is unreadable. It just looks like scrawl.
40 FPS sent me a DM on Twitter last night, and he said, he gave me like a section of boxes and he goes, you want the feature of your shot to be where these lines intersect. I'm trying to get my head up to that point. But, yeah. You know, I appreciate everybody and their kind words and all that stuff.
Every, Everyone loves it. Everyone loves the new camera. Somebody on Reddit posted, because Aaron's like, dude, everyone loves the new shot. Everyone loves the new sign. Everyone loves the new camera. Somebody put up, while he said that, captures of the YouTube chat and the Rumble chat. No one likes it. No one loves it. You hate it. The audience hates it. It looks like shit. It looks like you're zoomed in on me down here in the corner. It looks like you cut everything out and you just zoom down here on me in the corner. Yes, yes. He just learned the rule of thirds. Tomorrow he's going to figure out the golden ratio. Yes, yes, yes. He's dialing it in. Get off his back, Moody. Fuck.
I did turn off the lights up here.
Turn off the lights. That's lights over. You got to watch the members only show to get that.
On the sign. And the reason I turned off the light.
This makes no sense. He turned off the little blinky colored lights. Why?
It's because the camera is definitely, because of how this metal sign just bounces light back off of it, the camera is definitely battling between myself and the sign for what it should focus on.
Now, he told us the other day that autofocus is off. That's number one. He said autofocus is off. Number two, the camera wasn't struggling what to focus on because of those lights. You're still out of focus. You're still out of focus, Aaron. You think the lights were causing the, what is it? Chad's a mimic says, where the winter bites cold is way better. Yeah, so that is on our YouTube channel. If you like AI garbage, go check it out. Coach Dayla says, any favorite episode of the new Black Mirror season? Have a safe flight. Hold on. Is there an actual new season of Black Mirror now? Like 2025? I don't ever open Netflix. It's complete trash. It's gone to ship. That's good news if so. I love me some Charlie Brooksers. Muda, member for 11 months. Thank you, Big Sauce. This is the greatest show. See you in Vegas. Yeah, I hope to see you in Vegas too at Hackamania. Purchase your tickets now. Sign up for the butter eating contest at hackamania.com and grab your tickets today. We cannot wait to see you here in Las Vegas in less than a month. Tickle Me Tookie says, your shows are consistently great. Thank you. Thank you for showing up, Little Sauce. Adam Davies, WABC has Ant and Jim on their YouTube channel. Okay, they do. Good to know. I thought it wasn't. I thought it was just audio. Because I saw the thumbnail where it just said Anthony and Jimmy, WABC, and the date. It was all black. So I assume there was no video. But Anthony can tell me to go fuck myself. That's appropriate. James Gartner gifted 5 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. Thank you, buddy. 11 gifted memberships. 11? Jesus.
Oh, my God.
11 memberships.
Shaquille.
It's double Chad's numbers right there. All right, back to what the problem. We turned off the lights because they were fucking up the focus. This guy's an idiot.
And look, if so you guys are having issues, then that's your settings. I don't know what to tell you, bud. Everything is A-OK over here. Yeah. I got people telling me it looks great, and everything on my end pops.
It pops.
Something temporary today, and then I did something permanent as well. The temporary thing I did was I turned off the blinking, rotating lights, which I love. I think they're great.
They're awesome.
I love them. I think they're great. But I did, I ordered some, it's a spray. Would that be an epoxy? I don't know. It's just kind of an invisible coating that you put over the metal. And it.
Okay, what he's talking about is a matte spray that you can buy. It's basically clear spray paint, but it will dry in such a way to create a matte finish that will diffuse, disperse light rather than reflecting it harshly. It's still going to reflect light. The problem isn't that the sign is glossy. Like, there's two choices. It's glossy or matte. The sign's matte. The sign's matte. Metal. Matte. Metal. It's already matte. It might help a little, but it's not. It's actually going to create the same problem that he has with the boot. Because the boot is actually dispersing the light pretty well. You know, like this. The difference between, like, he thinks it's going to make this, which is pretty evenly reflecting the light, but it's coming out really light. He thinks it's going to make it turn into this, where it's going to show up black. It ain't. It ain't. So it doesn't matter how much of this spray epoxy matte crystals shit you spray on there, it's not really going to do anything. It's not really actually going to help. Because it's not, again, it's not like the sign has gloss. This is pretty matte. This is a matte finish. But he thinks it's going to fix it up. This might ruin his sign. It might look like shit. Especially if he gets it on this metal part. If he doesn't mask this metal part off, it might look like shit. I don't know how that'll lay on there. But.
Ooh. It stops it from, you know, harshly bouncing light back at you. So that's going to help a little bit. I know. Look at me learning shit, right? Look at me learning things. Oh, and by the way, if you didn't know. Nice and anchored. Nice and anchored. This fucker ain't going anywhere. It's staying right there. It's not going anywhere. Thank you, K-Fallen the Great, for the first $5.
I never brag about that, but this sign? Anchored. Nice and anchored. Guys, you never give me credit. Anchored. Anchored. Metal. Metal. Anchored. Metal. You never give me credit.
...of the night. I appreciate that. Hey, you guys are at 175 for tonight. Thank you very much for your generosity.
As he gets into this...
Aaron does love a good matte finish, especially on his back.
I was told that putting cum over the sign would make it more glossy, okay, but refract the light that is burning my eyeballs. And also, why waste good cum? So I bought a spray. I am spending more money and time on this shit than I ever wanted to. All because I am too lazy to search my camera on YouTube and how to correct the fucking settings so I don't look like I'm broadcasting from an iGlue.
iGlue. First of all, we're not going to gloss over this. Hey, Deadpool, good to see you. But this is a great joke. This is a fantastically written joke.
Aaron does love a good matte finish, especially on his back.
That is now number one. That has now replaced this.
The people on the show are talking funny, but the mayor of Pearland Man is doing crime fighting in Metapol Salis like Daddy Derek. Must watch TV.
I'm sorry, Atomic Dogma, you have been kicked. This is a brief, fast, brilliant joke.
Aaron does love a good matte finish, especially on his back.
Come on, hit the like button. We're doing it. We're doing it. That's fantastic. Thank you, Deadpool. Thank you. Fuck.
Yesterday evening, you of course all week long. Tonight.
He's starting to get back to the goal talk. You know, he's starting to. It used to be all sign stuff. Now it's goal stuff. But there's a new angle. We saw it this morning. He was showing off his hair. I mean, we never were able to see the top of his head before, and it's disturbing.
Of the night. I appreciate that. Hey, you guys are at 17.
This is unreal. It's time for the patented Melton Zoom. It is nothing. It is so sparse. He's holding on to these 17 hairs to keep up this illusion of having hair. Let it go. You'll never make this look like this. Like, this is normal amount of hair. This is insane. It's so sad for men to just cling on to this. And what's nuts is he's putting gel in it. He's bragging about using gel. You know, he's just combing LA looks into this. Like,
75 for tonight. Thank you very much for your generosity yesterday evening. You of course, all week long, tonight and tomorrow night, will have a shot at knocking out that 60 we missed on Monday.
So you remember a couple weeks ago when he missed the 7 weeks in a row? By the way, Cardiff's kids call this the 60. The 60. The 60 is back. The 60 from Monday. This is not a repeat from weeks ago. There's another 60 from another Monday that he's going to be chasing down all week long. That's a fact, Jack.
I needed to put my autism front and center along with my chins, as well as create never-ending content for my audience. So this mega troll made me sign that doesn't belong anywhere. I love it.
Yes. I love that he's stuck with it. I don't know what he's going to do. The scroll sucks. The sign being the whole background sucks. Aaron zoomed in to this proportion sucks. And I don't know how he's going to get out of this one. Aaron's really in a pickle. David R. Fuller, the sign maker is a troll who put a spy cam in it. Yes, that's a theory I've seen. Keanu Thompson, member for 6 months. I told Aaron he should put a headband across his forehead like my Eugene, and it would help with his false impression. Yes, people are commenting about how Gino's headband gets thicker and thicker every year.
And giving yourself a 3 hour...
Soon Gino will look like Rosie the Riveter.
For show. Not a bad idea to save that to tomorrow, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think if you save that for tomorrow night's show, that would be great. But hey, stream... You never know when Crunchy's going to stop by. And if Crunchy stops by, crazy shit starts happening.
It used to be Chandler. It used to be Chandler. Like, guys, Chandler could show up at any minute and just start dropping 100 bombs. You never know. Things get crazy around here when Chandler shows up. Now it's Crunchy, who's a mentally ill alcoholic girl who occasionally comes by and drops big, big numbers on the toe, which he doesn't like anymore unless he's getting them.
Happening. You see the standings, the leaderboard right there. It's pretty tight. Stephanie is at $70. Numero uno Josh Denny fan will be surprised to find.
I wish I could tell you how many people have given me more than $70 this week. Aaron's like, look, we've got quite a few big ones here. 70, 60,
That he's
52.
At 60. Somebody gave him $30 today. Trigida is at $52.
Trigida, is it?
And Flinty Gecko is in fourth at 50. Chevmatic with a dollar says it's not going anywhere. Hold my beer. Billy Bob Norris says, much better angles. Good job, bro. Thank you.
Has the angle changed? Does anybody know what he's talking about?
McBuster says that was not a confident tap on the sturdy sign.
Holy shit. That's his latest wife trying to get out of the crawl space.
You guys just want me to hit it hard enough so the anchors rip out and the fucker falls and kills me. I understand. I get it. My Lost Interest says lighting is marginally better, so headed in the right direction.
The anchors rip out. How has he hung this thing? I'd pay money to like know how he's hung this.
Experimenting with different lighting angles and better diffusers. I mean, these are diffusers, so I don't really know. This one is back.
Ah. Diffusers.
Back. This one is still right in my face. So that one might go back for tomorrow morning. We'll see. Oh, MSO, thank you very much for letting me know. I'm up against Opie tonight. Ah, shit. Well, I might as well pack it in.
Yes.
I guess people found out that I made my first little court request.
Opie was cool yesterday when he was calling Anthony a pedophile for complaining about a baby in first class on a plane. Yesterday, Opie was cool. Opie was better than Anthony. That was dope. Today, Opie sucks. I'm not worried about going up against Opie. That was yesterday. Everything just it depends on what I needed for in the moment.
For a vacation. I got to call my lawyer again because he entered the wrong dates. It's a wider span. I don't think they really care. It's kind of a ballpark thing, but I don't want to fuck up my first one.
Is it a ballpark thing? When the court says you need to notify us if you're going to leave the state, is it a ballpark thing? Hey, Your Honor, I'm going to be leaving in a couple weeks-ish for a couple days-ish. This is a ballpark thing, right? Sincerely, Aaron M. Holt. Is that how it works? By the way, the letter was to Aaron M. Holt regarding Aaron M. Holt.
SP and I decided that a little trip was in order, with all this stuff being over with.
Their first vacation together in Florida. I will pay top dollar for any video of Aaron M. Holt being scared of going in the water.
And all of this nonsense and horse shit.
Now, remember earlier in the show when I said, remember how contrite he was? He's like, I fucked up. That was a fucked up thing to do. I hurt people. I shouldn't have done that. It was a fuck boy, bully, mean thing to do. I shouldn't have done that. I take responsibility. That was wrong. It's back to horseshit again. Last night, it was back to horseshit. And then, of course, because Aaron M. Holt can't do anything on his own when he lies, whenever he's about to spin some delusion, he has to drag someone else into it to co-sign his complete narcissistic delusion. Who will it be?
Being done. That we would take a few days for one of the long weekends. So I'm excited about that. But like, people found it already. It's amazing. People, they scrounge the internet and they just find shit. It was like,
I mean, we had this 3 days ago.
Hours. Because I emailed my lawyer and I said, I need these dates.
And then your lawyer did a letter while he was high where he addressed the letter to you instead of the court and then misspelled your name further down in the letter. Because your lawyer sucks dick.
And he sent...
You might want to get a better lawyer.
Sent it off to prosecutor. Prosecutor said no problem. Sent it off to the judge. And I believe the judge has said no problem. I heard today. I could be wrong.
I heard today the judge said no problem. I could be wrong. I heard today I'm not going to jail. I might be wrong about that. You might want to get it right. You might want to figure it out.
But either way, it looks like we're good.
I think the judge said I can go, but I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Go. And I'm heading off to relax a little bit. And I'll be honest, play golf. Probably play golf. If there's craps in the area.
Yeah, Moody's right. This guy he spelled his client's name wrong. He didn't address the letter to the right person, and he requested the wrong dates off, or sorry, the wrong dates to leave the state. Like, what did he get right? What would you say you do here?
Find a craps table, but other than that, relax.
Hold on, listen to this.
There's craps in the area. I'll find a craps table, but
I don't think there is. Now, look, I might be wrong. It's been a while since I was involved in gaming. Do they have craps in Florida now? Oh, wow, they do. Craps and roulette at the Seminole Casino. So, look, he's either going to the Tampa area, where there's a Seminole Hard Rock, or he's going down to Hollywood, Florida, where there's a Seminole Hard Rock. He's giving it away. He's giving it away. So he's going to Tampa or Fort Lauderdale. One of those two. Oh, no. Oh, no. Are we going to find out where this guy's going on vacation?
I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Life is demanding without understanding. I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign.
We all see the sign. It's unmissable. Oh, no, I forgot to fucking star this.
Aaron does love a good matte finish, especially on his back.
Coach Ubiquity says he needs wall toggles, not plastic anchors. Jesus, you're a wall toggle.
I'm a wall toggle.
Ghost Crusaders TV, he's better off taking a picture of this and putting this as a green screen background. We've said that from the beginning. He's an idiot.
I'm glad we could get away, SP. The beach is remarkable. I don't think I'm going in that water, though. I bet there's sharks and icky algae and shit. Beaches are gay.
Get in the water, you child. I didn't buy a new swimsuit for nothing. Rub the sunscreen on my skin or you get my hose again.
Can anyone imagine this idiot doing his movie math at a craps table? Talk about a cooler. Can anyone imagine this idiot doing his movie math at a craps table? Talk about a cooler.
First of all, I don't know why we've given Herb admin access to my stream if he doesn't know how to fucking use the system. So, you know, this is bad enough that I'm losing the income stream from Herb, but now he's just interrupting with double taps. Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. This is what happens when new people take over the company. I've already lost control. It's bad enough that, you know, I don't get a say in anything anymore. Now this new fucking man or woman who's purchased the company is just sending in free chats. Fuck this guy. Ricky Bev's right. Herb's a dead man.
Looking for a craps table. Even I know what kind of rich this guy is.
I mean, Moody says docs, but you gave him admin
access.
Can
anyone imagine this idiot doing his movie math at a craps table? Talk about a cooler.
You know, it's not a secret. His chats are blue. You know? So somebody made him an admin. The only person I know who can make people admins is you. So, you know, I'm slowly losing my livelihood over here. This is an affront. Why did that do that?
Other than that, relax, drink, have a good time. I do find it really fascinating, though. Like, it started out as kind of a bit. It started out as a gimmick.
Lemmy says there's one of these casinos in Okeechobee, too, but he says he's going to the beach. I don't think anybody considers Okeechobee the beach. Right?
Say, hey, Steel Toe is box office, baby. But I went on Fox 9.
I'm just hanging my fucking legs off an airboat in a swamp. I call it the beach.
And that fucking tweet of our show and like the news and the charges and everything, that is by far, like, they get no traction on Twitter. They get nothing. Everything's got like 3, 4, 5 likes. Ours is all fucking over the place.
He can't stop gaslighting himself about this Fox 9. First of all, Nick Riccata paid them off to do a story on him. Then when they did the second story, he said, no, they're all mad at me from years ago when we made fun of a gay guy or something like that. And now he's like, dude, the reason they're doing a story about me is because we get way more interactions. Steel Toe is the news. Steel Toe's the hot shit. It's like, well, which is it? Did Nick pay him off? Are they bitter about a gay thing? Or are you just the only draw in Minnesota?
Steel Toe's box office, baby. You could argue I'm the...
Steel Toe is box office. You know, how come he can't do any numbers then? This show's from last night. It has 1,300 views. This morning, he barely broke 300 at one point, and then he dunked back down. Box office? Yeah, I guess if you consider Snow White box office, sure. Sure, if you mean no one's watching, yeah. If you mean it's not making any money, totally. It's totally box office, bro.
The biggest news story in Minnesota right now. It's
he's the biggest news story in Minnesota. We've got we got to start counting the I'm putting a counter. When I get back next week, we'll have a counter on the screen and we'll start counting how many times he hits the cope crowd going wild button, cuz it's getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous.
And look,
he said, I'm the biggest story in Minnesota right now.
When you have a show, any press is good press. I'm not kidding you. Everybody needs a bad guy. Everybody needs a heel. So, I mean, the Bring Me the News article, it's the biggest thing they've got on that platform. So, I'm pretty, when we say Steel Toe is box office, Steel Toe's box office, baby.
No, you just repeat the same thing you just said. Look, when I say I've got hemorrhoids, I've got hemorrhoids. Just like a...
I just hope they share some of that box office with me.
That's what I'm saying. You said exactly what I'm saying. You're bragging about how you're the biggest thing in Minnesota. Steel Toe's box office. I just hope they give a little bit to me. Well, hold on. Which is it? You're the hottest shit, but you can't figure out how to make money on this?
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
I just hope they give a little bit to me. I hope they spread a little bit over here to the toe.
So I'm pretty... When we say Steel Toe is box office, Steel Toe's box office, baby. I just hope they share some of that box office with me.
They will. Fox 9's cutting a check right now. Right now.
I too crap in Florida.
Whoa. MMC says, I don't know about Florida, but the casino in Queens, NYC, all the games are the video variety and it sucks. Yeah, that used to be the way it was in Florida. They had like bubble bobble craps and roulette. But I don't know. The laws changed so much down there, you know.
Patrick! Herb stopped by the house today while you were out. He made some changes to the studio and put a baby inside me. Here's the best! Yay! Herb! Oh, yeah, he farted in your calculator car.
Herb!
No. Bigot on Socialist Media says, people will be digging through your garbage. I don't think so. Bocephus the Negromancer.
It's funny because Negro is in it. It genuinely makes him laugh. He thinks that's like, oh, that's a good one, dude.
Garbage. I don't think so. Bocephus the Negromancer.
Look at him. He loves it. He thinks he's going back to radio.
Says vacation to Epstein Island, you freaky fucks. It's not called Epstein Island anymore, so it's totally fine. It's totally fine. It's under new management. MSO says, are you going to Canada to bang Digger before Johnny? I was going to say I would never bang Digger, but then I realized how kind of disrespectful that was at the same time.
I think Lemmy says the beach in Tampa is gross. I don't know, like there's like Clearwater Beach is okay, you know, like there's some areas, but like he also like might be retarded and think like everything's closer than it is, because like even you know the Tampa Hard Rock is nowhere near the water.
No, I would never do that to Johnny. Or to Digger. I would never put Digger through that either. I mean, neither one of those things sounds good for either one of them. So, no.
Sure. He's like, I was going to say I'd never fuck Digger, but that sounds rude. But he gets to say it anyway?
Short answer. I'm not going to Canada, and I'm not going to bang Digger. A no to both of those questions. All right, guys, thank you very much. We're off to a fun start tonight.
It is. I was just going to say that, man. We are off to a fun one tonight. This is fun.
If you feel like chipping in, Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants, we're starting at 175 tonight, thanks to KFall and the Great and Chevmatic. Right. You know me, the greedy whore that I am. I love those PayPals, Venmos, and everything else, but... any way you want to contribute to this show, I'm all for it. You see the standings down below. Why am I pointing? I'm literally pointing at the computer instead of... I'm going to figure this out one of these days. You see the standings are wide open.
I don't want to be rude, but...
What does that mean?
The standings are wide open. The standings are wide open. Guys, our highest donation today is $50. It's wide open. It's wide open. You can give more than that. Right now, you can give more than that. It's wide open.
Hollywood toe, if you will. Please don't look at my chins. Down here. Rusty Grammer with a dollar says, how the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee? How the hell's your coffee? Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot how that song goes. Oh, boy.
I'm new here, but 9 minutes into your program, should you be chewing on a pen and saying, oh, boy. I'm new. I don't.
Let's go to JB Gunner, $5. He says, never bang diggers and be a mud shark. No, digger. Digger, JB Gunner.
Second N-word joke of the show. Solid.
Digger. 170 away from tonight. Thank you, JB Gunner. Yeah, thank you guys for all the positive comments on the new setup and everything like that.
Yes. People can't shut up about it. They love it.
I got to say, especially the steel toe haters who have had to admit it, now they're just going, I'm waiting for you to fuck it up.
Ooh, it's time for a new lie.
Like, they've had to admit, they've had to concede. It's a W for steel toe. Steel toe's looking great. Steel toe.
Did you guys hear about this? We all had to concede that it looks great. It does look dope. It does look pretty sick.
Steel-toe's doing awesome. But
Steel-toe's doing awesome. Yeah, we've had to concede it. I had to sign paperwork yesterday where I was like, I got to admit, pretty cool.
He's going to fuck it up. You just watch. It's kind of like when the heroes win in a movie. But then they're clearly setting up a sequel where the bad guys are twirling their mustache like, we'll get them next time.
You're the hero. Just checking.
We'll see. We'll see. Oh, I went to the wrong place. Oh, shit. There we go. Hey, I've got breaking news for you today.
Doubt it. But let's hear it.
No, MSO, no. Two diggers did not steal my truck. There's only one of them. There's only one, and it's a woman, and she's white. I've got breaking news for you guys.
So he thinks April stole his truck? April took money out of her 401k for a down payment. The company paid for the truck, the payments, and Aaron tells himself that April stole his truck.
Guys, a lot of you are going to have to change your screen names on different chat rooms and websites.
He is obsessed about covering this chin now. He can't, like...
A lot of you are going to have to change...
He's grabbing his little turkey gobbler.
Lyrics to your favorite Ethan Suplee songs in American History X, because let me put it up on the screen there for you.
Does anybody say Ethan Suplee? Does anybody pronounce it like that?
The Maldives have banned Israelis from visiting. Well, I guess they're making it 110. No, why would...
Why are you playing that?
There's no reason to clap. Clapping is not necessary for that, but it's true.
You press the button. It's fake clapping. You know that, right? Do you think that's real clapping? And if not, if you're aware that it's a clip that you trigger compulsively, why are you talking to them saying, like, don't do that, guys. No clapping necessary. Why are you yelling at your button? Guys, don't clap. Don't clap. No one's clapping. No one's clapping. That's a button you push.
In it 110. No, why would you? There's no reason to clap. Clapping is not necessary for that, but it's true.
It's getting weird, man.
Maldives have banned Israelis from visiting. Israelis responded by saying, well, good, I found it to be too overpriced anyway. So it really looks like it's a win-win for everybody. The Maldives gets their way.
I love this kind of ocean, by the way, where you can kind of see the weeds and everything. It looks like there's a school of mermaids coming to say hello on your vacation. This and other observations in my new book, The Gayest Man Who Says Shit. You can pick it up on bookstores very soon. We'll be going through a whole book tour.
That was that whole story. It lasted 1 minute, and it was so he could do a Jew impression. Look at this. We have this for you. Breaking news. The Maldives have banned Israelis. Don't clap. Don't clap. The Israelis are like, it's too expensive anyway. And story done. One in the bank. What's the goal?
I'll be on Stu Peters' show.
That was the whole bit. That was the whole bit. That was it.
Mote it. He'll be really disappointed. Das Optic Nerve with a dollar says, we all realize you're hiding your man tits off camera. Are you kidding? I would love to show off my tits. It just doesn't work with the framing of the sign.
We'll get him next time.
It doesn't work. Buzumak, the sign is not off kilter. It's a perspective issue.
Okay. He just learned that yesterday, and now he's teaching you. Guys, it's not crooked. It's perspective. It's not crooked. It's a camera perspective thing. Nothing you can do. He's gone crazy about this for 3 days. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, he was losing his mind about it. Today, he knows what it is. Guys, that's perspective. That's just how stuff works.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Bigot on socialist media say, yeah, no. No, guys, we're not throwing a party because it's 110. That's not... It's not a good thing that it's 110. It's the Maldives is being very anti-Semitic by banning... I mean, I guess they're not banning all Jews. They're just banning Israelis. So it's not full-on anti-Semitic. It's just certain Jews. They're not banning all Jews, just like hardcore, like super Jews. Regular Jews are fine. Super Jews, the concentrated dosage right from the homeland, they're a little iffy on that. Let's go to...
Let me search the chat and see where we can go to.
McBuster, he says, Maldives is owned by the CCP and maintained by Indians still. Well, that's DEI as fuck, right? That's really DEI. That's really nice of them. Commies who let Indians run stuff. Rusty Grammar says, I fucked two black chicks in my life. Well, look at this guy bragging. They were 17, but so was I. No harm, no foul. Well, we were all ready to jump on you there, but. My Lost Interest says, Aaron frantically searching for a new vacation spot. Yeah, now all of a sudden I want to go to the Maldives. Holy.
You don't have a passport. Don't pretend like you're afraid to get in the water. I know you're afraid to fly over it. Land of 10,000 lakes my ass.
Hey, shit. Let me see. I know I got to get permission to leave the state. What about the country? Huh?
He did this yesterday with the Katy Perry story. He was like, do I have to get permission to leave to go to space? I know I have to get permission to leave the state. Do I have to get permission to go to space? Now today he's like, I know I have to get permission to leave the state. Do I have to get permission to leave the country? What's happening to the girl?
It's just a misdemeanor.
It's the same joke over and over.
I should be able to leave the country. I can go to the Maldives, go online and taunt the Jews. I just pled guilty to something and I can still be here.
Who doesn't love this man? Who doesn't love this fucking man?
Can you take the brown man's straight line machine and go across Aaron's head? He looks like a Dick Tracy villain.
The brown man's straight line machine. You hear that, Moody?
The standings are open, as is access to my wife. Does this sign make my head look gigantic?
It does. It does. I guess I don't have to use the Melton Zoom anymore. Yeah, that's true. We definitely have, I don't have to do it as much. Faux show. MMC, if his fans were smart or funny, they would have him miss the next few goals and watch him decide the sign has to go. His fans aren't smart, nor are they funny. James Gartner, thank you for the $5. gifted memberships. We appreciate that. 16 gifted memberships today. A Mooney's Toilet member for 5 months. Mooney's record is now marked up as bad as the underside of my seat. New Zealand cuisine makes for the splats. Pat's slow wife molds my poop into claymation figurines. If you will, as it were, member for 6 months. The beach looks like it had an oil spill after Lemmy and Granny got out of the water. Cocoa Beach is as brown as Lemmy's teeth. Big facts. She likes coffee. Leave her alone.
Wear a Palestinian flag. JB Gunner TV. Jesus, I can't put that up on the screen. That's being sympathetic to Adolf Hitler. That's not okay. Whoop.
Then why bring it up? How are you ever going to go back on radio if you have no impulse control and you have to bring this shit up?
Whoop. Okay, there we go. I put up. Bigot on Socialist Media says, but what does Ben Shapiro think about it? Oh, I'm sure he just feels it's a misunderstanding. I don't know. I don't know if Ben Shapiro would address it. Chad Buzemach says, so I missed this morning, but you said on X that you talked about water torture for the goal. What price did we land on? Well, no, we hit today. We went over today by a few bucks, so we were good. Things would really have to get desperate. We'd have to be off by way more than 60 bucks to go with the Chinese water torture. Here's what I'll say, Buzemach.
Now, earlier I said, he said on MLC, and he has said on his little after court stream, what he did was wrong. He's sorry. He hurt people. It was mean. It was a bully thing to do. It was a fuckboy thing to do. He shouldn't have done it. But I said he's backtracking on that because he called it horse shit on this show. And whenever he starts backtracking and building another world of delusion and gaslighting, he likes to drag someone in to help co-sign his bullshit. And today it's Chad Buzemach.
When I know, you'll know. All right? When I know, you'll know. When it comes to Chinese water torture. I'm a little offended that Buzemach, as a professional multi-show troll, isn't keeping up on shit. It bothers me. It upsets me that he's not a little more up on the shit we're doing. Yeah, because the potato put up a thing, and he writes, anything for the goal. And then he tagged me, and I went, oh. It's like, Cardiff, don't you have nothing to do all day? Like, you could have caught the show today. We did that bit.
Don't you have nothing to do all day?
Son of a bitch. Buzemach says, so we're a few weeks away from water torture. I mean, we'd have to bomb pretty bad for, I'd say, a month or so at this point before. And I mean, bomb like we've never bombed before for like a month.
So he always says he only takes what he needs, but now he's like, we got a month of surplus over here.
And then we get to Chinese water torture. So far, we're good. I don't need to do it yet. But, you know, there are a few things. I was looking at everything from the old studio, and there's some things I'm just not willing to part with.
Oh, I guess he's not doing the Buzemach thing. He said Buzemach backed him up, and Buzemach's an honest guy because Buzemach said, look, if sending a text is against the law, then we're all guilty. And he was like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Buzemach's an honest guy. That was a big thing for him to step up for that and say that. Because that's what you got in trouble for, Aaron, sending a text. He keeps like pleading it down in his head. He keeps minimizing what he did in his head. Like, yeah, dude, we've all sent a text. I don't have time to get to it. I got to get out of here today. I have a business meeting right now, and I got to go. And then I got to go to New York, and then I got to take my dog to a thing. We might do a little members stream tonight. I told you it'd be a short show today. I have so much more Aaron to go over, but I take too long. I drag it out, and this is what I get. This is what I get. I run up against a hard out, and then I get hurt, and then I have to hurt you. And it hurts me to hurt you. Thank you for watching today. I appreciate you all so many much. So many much. Here's MLC Podcast. It's definitely not the real one. Oh, fuck. I did not mean to do that. Shit. Hold on. Let's go check. Go to channel. Yeah, fake MLC podcast. Real Kumia, fake MLC podcast. It's nothing. The courts were bored. Shut up, Hunchback. I agree. Do me a favor. Hit the like button today. I appreciate that. And tell a friend about the program. And no, I unbanned it. I didn't mean to ban it. I unbanned it. And that's undone. That's all undone. And we'll maybe see you later tonight, but I can't promise anything on that. And I'm off until at least Monday. Have a happy Easter. The Library, Thursday night, 9 p.m. The Library on the Lower East Side. If you're in New York City and want to have a drink or two, come on out and smoke them if you got them. I'll see you soon.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Had my homeboy Lane prank call them fast.